We're doing the book of Iyov. We're up to what's called the 37th chapter, the 9th Pasuk. And we're up to really the last speech over here. Elihu ben Barachel is, he's saying the last speech, and he's the young one, and he's pointing out to Iyov different aspects of nature that are beyond our perception. He's saying, you think you understand God, there are a lot of things you don't understand about how God runs the world. Let's note them. And they indicate different concepts to us. And now he's up to another point. Previously he had described the rain, how God makes it so that we cannot accurately forecast rain. And now he continues, and again, looking at nature, he says in Pasuk Tes, Min hacheder tavo sufaha, from God's special room, tornado comes. Sufa is a turbulent wind. Umi mezarim kara, and from mezarim, which is another storage house of God's, mezarim could also be a reference to the zodiac, comes kara, comes cold. God could make it cold. God can make a storm come, a tornado come. Minishmat el yiten karach. God's wind makes it ice. Virochav mayim bimutzak. And God can make breaths of water pour down and cause a flood and a landslide and all kinds of troubles in all kinds of places. That's one understanding. V'rochav mayim, breaths of water, b'mutzak, comes pouring down to punish whoever God chooses. Another understanding is v'rochav mayim, and breaths of water, b'mutzak, God encloses them. When God blows the wind over them, God can make an ice cap cover the waters, and then suddenly the waters have nowhere to go. On the one hand, God could throw his wind and make waves. On the other hand, God can make his wind, he can make it cold, and suddenly the water is all frozen. It's got nowhere to go. Af beri yatriach av. Af beri. So we firstly have to know that Af beri is the name of an angel. And we will mention him in our prayers when we have Tfilas Geshem. Now in Sukkot, we have a special edition as we begin saying Mashi Baruch Morid HaGeshem. So we mention Af Beri. In the beginning of Tfilas Geshem, we mention Af Beri, this angel who's in charge of the clouds. So Af Beri Yatriach Av, he could scatter the clouds. Yafitz Anan Oro, and he could make the clouds scatter their light. And over here, the light of the cloud is a reference to the rain that the cloud gives. So that's one understanding in the Pasuk. Another understanding is, without going into our tradition, that Af Beri is a code, is the name of an angel, but rather Beri comes from the word Barur, clarity. Af Beri, even at a time when things seem clear, you look and there's no cloud in the sky. Nonetheless, Yatriach Av, God could suddenly make a downpour come. Yafitz Anan Oro, and then God could make it that the rain will scatter its light, the cloud will scatter its light, will scatter its rain over the land. Meaning God can sometimes make the clouds swiftly come in when everything seemed clear, and within 5 minutes you suddenly see the heavens are covered with clouds and suddenly there's a downpour. So Af Beri, even at a time when things are clear, Yatriach Av, God could make the cloud work hard, Yafitz Anan Oro, so that the cloud scatter its light and give rain. Again, he's showing Iyov, we cannot forecast, we cannot assume that we understand simple things in nature. Vehu misibot mitapech betachbulotav lefa'olam. Kol asher yitzavein al penei tevel artzam. Vehu misibot. And he, who is in charge of them, misibot mitapech b'tachbulotav. He's working all of God's different plannings. We don't know God's plans. You think you know God's plans and you understand God's justice with mankind. You don't understand God's calculations with nature either. Mitapech b'tachbulotav lefa'olam. God has different causes. Like the Gemara says, if the Jewish people were all righteous on Rosh Hashanah, and then God declared there'd be a lot of rain that year, and then the Jewish people sinned, so then God says, okay, it's supposed to rain a lot, but they don't deserve to have a lot of crops, so God makes it rain in places where it's not beneficial. So mitapech b'tachbulotav lefa'olam, God has different plans as to how they're going to do their work. Kol asher yitzavim, whatever God commands, depending on how we deserve the rain, al pnei tevel arza, it comes pouring down over the earth. So his point again is, you see, this you can't forecast this. Obviously, there's someone else forecasting it. There's a cause here. Im leshevet, im le'arzo, be it like a staff, if the rain has to come down as a staff to punish, im le'arzo, or it should come down for the earth to be beneficial, im lechesed yamtziyehu, or if they deserve kindness, then God makes the rain at exactly the right time, at exactly the right place, to make the rain be as beneficial as possible. Okay, we're almost finished. So I think we're going to have to leave this for next time. Because we might as well start this final step of his speech. I think we'll start this next time. Pasuk Yud Dalet, Bezrat Hashem.